Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning, and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And welcome back to hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. Dr. Jerry Mixon here, Dr. Samira Umat at Oxford University, where her daughter is graduating. So she is, yeah, it was so nice you gave her a pass today, Dr. Yeah. Mixon, so she could go see the graduation at Oxford.
Right. We're not going to tell her, mommy, she can't see her daughter graduate from Oxford.
No. How exciting. She'll have to tell us all about it. She'll be back with us next week. In the meantime, our guest doctor, Dr. Michael Gilbert from Northwest Vision Institute, taking those questions about the eyes. And we have Barbara from Gig Harbor calling.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Barbara.
Barbara, you need to speak.
Oh, do we have a Barbara? Let's pop over to Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Okay. We're having some satellite issues. Oh, do we have a Jeff?
Hello.
Oh, yes, yeah, Jeff. Hi. You're on the air.
Yeah, let's talk with
Good
you.
Good morning, sir.
How can we help?
Good morning. Good morning. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm in my 70s and I've been diagnosed with cataracts in both eyes.
Okay.
And I'm scheduled for a cataracts operation. I was just wondering if there's anything I can do rather than a cataracts operation, or like does the RLE address cataracts?
Okay. So RLE is a refractive lens exchange, and that's removing the natural lens and putting in a new lens. Cataract surgery is removing the old lens and putting in a new lens. So they're actually the exact same surgery. What causes some confusion is the advertising for RLE is always talking about premium implants that achieve a range of vision and a correction of your vision that is not necessarily part of routine cataract surgery. But advanced cataract surgery and RLE are the same. So honestly, in my, regular cataract surgery, the vast majority of my cataract surgery, 75-80%, choose the RLE implants. Now, the doctor you have may or may not do those, but one of the most exciting things I get to do is when we take out cataracts, we put in, we replace it with a lens that can address your prescription, distance, intermediate, near vision, and give you better vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they offered that opportunity too.
So that's essentially all RLE is taking out that natural lens, whatever degree of cataract may or may not be there, and putting in a better quality lens.
Right.
So part of that is choosing that upgraded optic.
Right.
Can I say do it, Jeff? Do it, Jeff. I did. Dr. Mixon did.
I plan on doing it, but there's a couple options, like with a basic lens. My distance vision is fairly good, and my close-up vision isn't so good.
Correct.
So that I can choose a lens that would increase my close-up vision and just address my long-distance vision.
The better quality lenses, address not only your distance vision, address any astigmatism, and then also deliver a range of vision. Distance, intermediate, and some near.
Now, if I choose a basic and want to upgrade later, that's possible, isn't it?
Nope.
Nope.
One of the reasons I had it done in my 50s is when you have that new lens in, it almost certainly is there for the rest of your life.
The duration.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So it's worth choosing well up front. And we work very hard to make sure we're getting the right lens because I expect it to be there the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. That's true. But if I've been diagnosed as 20/50 and 20/70, that's fairly close in as far as vision is concerned, right? That can be corrected.
If that's your best vision, is that your uncorrected vision, or is that your best vision with correction? If that's your best vision with correction, it's easily time for surgery. You don't pass the driver's test unless you can do 20/40. So your both eyes are well below driver's license vision if that's really the best you can do. It's time.
I better take the bus.
I think updating to a better quality implant will make a world of difference in your life.
Okay. The only situation is that those implants have a additional cost to them.
That's true. I would not choose the basic most implant, just because the optics, once you've chosen them, those are the ones you get to live with the rest of your life.
Right. Okay. So, do I choose a lens? It can address both close vision and distance vision.
That's right.
Oh wow. Nice.
It's amazing. Nice. It's amazing. Everyone I talked to before I did mine, they all said they were so thankful and that they had.
It's pretty amazing.
Yes. And people that didn't wish they would have, but it was too late.
Once it's done, very hard to go in and change it.
Okay.
Worth the investment.
Appreciate the conversation.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you.
I think you'll find that it's an amazing experience. Once you've had one, you'll wonder, why did I wait so long?
There we go. Okay. All right. Thank you, Jeff, for that.
All right, Jeff.
We got one more eye question for you, Dr. Gilbert.
Great.
Barbara, back from Gig Harbor.
She's there.
Hi, Barbara.
Yes,
thank you for calling back.
Thank you for taking my call. Okay. What I have a question. I had eye surgery on February 12th. However, just a precursor to that, I had surgery 2 years ago. I had a vitrectomy, and while they were performing that, they discovered a tear in my retina.
Okay.
That was all repaired. However, last fall, every straight line that I was seeing, vertical and horizontal, was wavy, and I was losing clarity.
Yep.
So this recent surgery
in that same eye
removed. Yes.
Okay.
This recent surgery on February 12th removed that scar tissue membrane.
Yes.
And while he was in there, he discovered two little holes in the macula. So I have the long-term gas bubble. I mean, the 10-week one.
Yes.
But on my post-op appointment, the 13th, my eye pressure was 17. That was great. But then when I had a post-op appointment on the 20th, my eye pressure was 31.
Okay.
So they added Timolol. And then on the 21st, I started seeing these white circles of light going from the right of my eye to the left. And it was just a couple times. But now, as the time has progressed, those little white circles of white light are occurring a little more frequent. And it doesn't have anything to do with light in the room. My surgeon's on vacation now, so the texts just say, oh, that's just lights in the room. Well, I don't think so.
I think it's a good idea. Certainly, if your doctor is not available, certainly they have someone covering the practice or an associate. I think it would be a good idea for you to be seen. You obviously have a complex retina situation, and most likely those lights are coming from the peripheral retina. Especially with you just having had those treatments.
Yeah.
It's also a good idea to get the pressure checked 30 is a pretty high pressure for timolol alone.
Well, yes. And then they added on the 28th.
Right. They added more because timolol won't address the pressure of 30.
Yeah. They added brimonidine.
Right. All right. Very good. But so I don't think pressure usually does. Pressure usually doesn't cause those flashing lights. I think it's a good idea to get the flashing lights checked.
Checked, okay. Yeah, because they're circles. They're circles of white light that go from the right of my eye to the left. Kind of strange.
So find out who's covering the doctor, and I think a dilated exam of the surgical area would be warranted.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Good luck.
All right, thank you.
We're getting some tough ones today.
Yeah, I know. Interesting.
Wow. Okay, we've got one more call. We'll at least get that question in, and then we will come back after the break. All right, and it's not an eye question.
Oh.
No, so you get to take a little breather there, Dr. All Gilbert. Right. And you know what? Thank you for coming in. I know you've
Thank
got to
you.
Take off.
Been a great morning.
We'll get you again, Dr. Right. Michael Gilbert right. from Northwest Vision Institute. And that number to call his team is 425-450-2020. That's 425-450-2020. All right, taking another call, this time from Buckley. We have Charlie on the line.
Hello, Charlie.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My question is, last week, you mentioned, I think it was last week or the week before, to improve your acetylcholine. Uh-huh. There's a... some type of, I didn't know how to spell it. I just went real fast.
It's called citicoline. You know
what I mean? It's what?
Citicoline. C-I-T-I-C-A or C-O-L-I-N-E. Choline. Citicoline. And it is rapidly metabolized in your body and raises your brain levels of acetylcholine, which is one of the primary neurotransmitters of the brain.
Sure. So could you actually slow down?
C-I-T-I-C-O-L-C-I-T-I, citi. Okay. And then choline, C-O-L-I-N-E.
So it's T-I-C-I.
No, C as in Charlie.
Right.
Charlie Indigo. Okay.
Right.
So C-I-T-I, Tango Indigo, and then choline.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha. And that'll improve your chances of us acetylcholine, right?
Yeah, acetylcholine, and it raises levels of acetylcholine in your brain. Yeah, it's it is one of the three ingredients in a nootropic. Yeah, a new nootropic that I'm bringing out, probably be on the market in about 3 months. And so, yeah. And so that one is going to be a good one. I'm going to be testing that one out, actually, on folks here on the radio show.
Yay!
So we'll talk about it when the commercial gets over, and I'll be right back with
Stay
you.
Stay right there, Charlie. We will be back to talk about that big word in just a moment. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We're glad you're here. We'll be right back, and we've got room for you before the end of the show. If you call in now, phone lines are open. 206 421-5757. We'll be right back. And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Oh, yes. Dr. Jerry Mixon here in the studio. My name is Lynette, and we thank Dr. Michael Gilbert for coming in this morning. He is now gone. So you'll have to wait on those eye questions until another day. All right. We're still talking with Charlie here.
Yeah. Charlie, there's a a new supplement that I'm going to be bringing out about May, maybe as late as early June. It all depends on the manufacturing process and stuff. But it actually has three things in it. It has acetylcholine, but it also has lutein and zeaxanthin.
Hmm.
And it's kind of interesting. It's not for people with dementia. It doesn't help people with dementia. I need to get that one across. It's for normal people, but 40 and up. And essentially, everybody has slowing of their brain as we age. Your speed of processing peaks at about 17 years old. You think the fastest.
Wow.
Now, your judgment sucks when you're 17.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You have no impulse control. But your speed of processing is at its peak.
Wow.
And but there's about 12 different factors in cognition. We have short-term memory, long-term memory. We have spatial orientation. We have verbal memory. And we have the most complex one is we call executive function. That is ability to make good judgments. And the acetylcholine works fastest on the verbal memory and the short-term memory, and some on executive function. And then the second set of ingredients, the lutein, zeaxanthin, take longer to get working. They take about 6 months to even start working good, but they will improve from 6 months to a year.
So they have to kind of build up in your system?
They have to build up. Okay. Yeah, they're fast. So the acetylcholine rises fairly fast.
Okay.
So we see measurable results in about 2 to 3 months from that one. And then the other one takes 6 months to a year.
Okay.
But the fascinating thing about this is how I'm going to market it. And I'm going to give everybody kind of a little preview.
Oh, good. We love this.
Because and please don't call in and say, can I buy it now?
Yeah.
No, you can't buy it now.
Not available yet.
It's not going to be available until about May or June.
Okay.
But what I'm doing is, unlike the, what is that one that wants to make you smart as a jellyfish?
Oh, yes. I know what
Prevagen,
you're talking about.
Prevagen.
Yes.
Yeah. That one only works on verbal memory.
Okay.
Okay. And so they've got one study on verbal memory, and that's all. But they want you to say, you know, do I feel smarter? Well, people fool themselves a lot. So what we're doing is we want to prove it to each individual. So what we're going to have you do is you sign up for 6 months, and we will send you a 6 month supply, but then we only charge your credit card each month for 6 months. Okay.
Okay.
So you only get a 1 month charge each month for 6 months, but we send you the whole bunch of the stuff early. And we will pay for a cognitive test to prove that you are normal. Because if you're demented, I don't want you to buy the stuff.
It won't work.
It won't work.
Not for
you're going to waste your money.
Okay.
So first step, I need to prove you're normal. So we're going to have you take a cognitive test from a third party, not somebody I control or have. I contract with them to do the testing for you. And then we test you again at, say, 6 months. And if at that second test shows you've improved, then you should take the supplement forever.
Keep going.
Because we have now proven with third-party objective evidence that it worked. Okay? And
sure.
Then, and if it doesn't work, stop buying it. It's not doing
you
any
it's
good.
Not helping you.
Why would you take it? All right? So, but I only want people to take it. The trouble is they have to take it for the first 6 months. So I'm going to obligate them to the first 6 months, at which point I will have paid for two of your cognitive tests out of my own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to make any real profit on that first, because those cognitive tests are going to cost me enough that the first 6 months, it's a wash.
Kind of a wash. Okay.
Okay. But then if it worked and now we've proven that it's improved your brain function, now you should take it forever. That's when I make my profit. But only make a profit on the people that it works on. How's that for an idea?
Okay. That's a great idea. The thing is, do you have to be belonging to
Longevity? No, I'm going to sell it nationally to people all over the country.
Just like Relief Factor.
But I am going to do the first people that are going to get it will be the folks listening to this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do it to my own audience first, give them first dibs. And the reason is that I want to get the first, 500 or 1,000 people, and I'm going to collect the data. Now, it's anonymized. Nobody will know who you are, who got good, who did. But then I want that data so that when I sell it nationally, I can say, and we have proof that it works in X number of people. Okay. So, you know, if it works in 85 or 90% of the people, that's good. If it only works in 50% of the people, not so good. But still, I want to have the data with a third party who's actually done the calculations for us so I know how well it works in the general population.
Sure. Are you going to take it yourself, too?
Oh, yes. In fact, I already do.
Sure. I see.
He's always the first guinea pig.
I am,
he tries it first.
I am always the clinic guinea pig. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, I've been taking these combinations for months and months because my brain function is important to me. I make my living with my brain.
Yes, you do.
Exactly. Now, can I ask you, can a person go out and buy this citicoline?
Yes, the citicoline is readily available. It's about $40 a month or so to the doses you'd need. But to get the combination of all three, that would end up costing you 80-some bucks. And because I buy it, 50,000 months worth at a time, I can get it to people for only 40 bucks for all three of the compounds instead of just one of them. So the folks that buy it from me will be able to get it far cheaper than going out trying to recreate it. They get it about half price.
Exactly. Well, that's you pretty much answered a question. The thing is, you said May or June.
Yeah, some of that's out of my control. I order the first 2 million pills, and. And it takes some time to manufacture it. Then we've got to put it through the quality assurance and the stability testing. Then we have to get the labels imprinted and get it all bottled and then shipped over to us.
That takes a little time.
It takes time. So it's not a fast process. But we've got it all started, and we've actually got a company doing the label designs right now, and we've picked out the bottles. But I get those first 2 million pills bought. But see, even then, you make the pills, but then they have to put them in stability testing because they have to prove to the FDA that they don't go bad. So we expose them to higher heat and moisture, and we wait a while, and then we retest them and make sure they're not breaking down or anything. So
gotcha. So I thank you guys very much, and enjoy the rest of your guys' weekend.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm actually going down to Portland. The show is over. I go hop on a train and go down to Portland. My 11-year-old is fencing in a national event down in Portland right now. And she'll fence today and again tomorrow. So I got to go down and be proud daddy while she fences.
Yes, you get to be her biggest cheerleader.
So. All right.
That's good.
You guys
take care. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for that, Charlie. All right. We have a half hour left of the show today, and phone lines are open for you. Now is the time to call. Don't wait until the end of the show. We want you to call now at 206-421-5757. Of course, the show being brought to you by Longevity Medical Clinics, where Dr. Mixon is always on the leading edge of something, working on something, developing on something, researching. If you're not here, you're researching and looking at all of the medical news and everything leading edge. Things that you are just, what you've been doing for the last few years, people are just now starting to kind of hear about. And Dr. Mixon, you've been doing it for years before.
A whole lot. That's what I do for a living.
That's what you do.
That's why we call it leading edge medicine.
That is exactly right. And we want you to come and be a part of the Longevity Medical Clinics. And we're still offering that free health analysis appointment. Just a couple of tests, which will let the doctors know if you're at high risk for something coming up as you are aging. And we're all aging.
And we are all aging. And we know that over time, you know, things happen. Our brain does slow down, as we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And so do our muscles start getting weaker, and we shift our metabolism away from muscle towards fat, and our bones want to thin down, and our heart doesn't pump blood as efficiently, and our lungs don't work as well as they did, which is why we can't run without getting short of breath anymore.
Yes.
And so that's all perfectly normal. Mm-hmm. It just isn't good. You know, normal and good are two very different things.
That's right. And we don't desire that, right?
Right. So that's what longevity is about. We take people that are falling apart on the normal schedule, and we move them back up that curve and help them to be stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier than they were 20, 30 years ago.
That's right. We need you to get in, take those couple of tests, meet the staff. You're going to love them. And we have three locations where you can do this: in Kirkland, Tacoma, or Linwood. You pick the day and the time that works best for you. Come on in for that free health analysis appointment and get started with longevity. Here's that number to call. It's 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG, or go to our website, which is lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. We'll be right back with Celeste, and we're going to talk more about memory and Alzheimer's and dementia in just a moment with Dr. Jerry Mixon. You stay right there. If you've got a question, now is the time to call, 206-421-5757. We'll be right back. Baseball. Spring training is going on in Arizona.
Yes. Yeah, well, it is
kind
of spring in Arizona.
Yes, it is.
We're you kind wouldn't of... know it outside the last few days here. But...
No, no. Okay, we are back with Leading Edge Medicine and taking your phone calls at 206-421-5757. Celeste calling in now from Kirkland. Hi there, Celeste. Welcome to
Hello,
the show.
Hello, Celeste. How can we help?
Yeah, good morning. I called a couple of weeks ago, and how would you define dementia and Alzheimer's? Do they go together? Is there
Alzheimer's
a genetic component
is the most,
to it?
Yeah, Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia. Okay, and so about 80% of the people diagnosed with dementia have Alzheimer's. And then there are several other forms, but they are just not as common. Dementia is defined as cognitive decline to the point that you're no longer able to carry out the functions of daily living. So if you can't, you know, if you can't get up and dress yourself and take care of your groceries and drive your car and find your way home and all these sorts of things. So the activities of daily living that cannot be carried out because your brain simply won't let you do it anymore. That's dementia. Now, there's a long way from normal function all the way down to dementia. Dementia is kind of a last stage where you're so impaired you can't do the things you have to do to take care of yourself. There is a stage before that that we call minimal cognitive impairment. That is when your brain function is not as good as it should be, and you have difficulties carrying out some things. You know, you may not be able to balance your checkbook anymore, or you may need help, you know, with some of the things that you do daily, but generally you can take care of yourself. That's we call it MCI, minimal cognitive impairment. But then there's a wide range of so-called normal brain function. You know, some people are just smarter than others, and some people go downhill with age. There is a age-related cognitive decline that some aspects of our decline normally go down just as the years go by. As I commented with that last caller, our brain works the fastest, able to solve problems the quickest when we're about 17 years old. And by 30 or so, that part of our brain function is already slowing down. So we now, instead of multitasking and handling three things at a time, we can only handle one or two. You know? And then at some point, you have to focus on just one thing. You can't put up with distraction, or you'll start having trouble. You know, and men and women go down at different rates in different types of brain function. Men start off with better spatial orientation, and women start off with better verbal skills. So, you know, women handle interpersonal relationships and verbal skills better than men do. And so since men don't start off with as good of verbal and interpersonal relationship skills, we tend to lose them faster because they're not as good as women to start with. Mm. Women don't have as good a spatial orientation. They don't know where they are in time, in space. And so that goes down. So they get lost sooner than their husbands get lost.
Yeah. Is that why we always stop for directions?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you have recognized since you were very young that you didn't have a good sense of directions. You know, my wife says, well, where is it? And I said, well, you go south from here.
That's what my
says,
husband.
Fine.
Or north.
Which way is south?
Yeah, left or right.
Yeah.
Now, to begin with, we women from other countries, we don't know what that is. So...
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And so, you know, there's wide variation in brain function in everybody. You know, there's people that start off with an IQ of 140 and others who start off at 90. You know? And the guy at 140 is probably going to function better longer than the guy who started at 90, you know, because he's starting out 50 points higher.
Mm-hmm.
So... But dementia itself, that's an end stage. Go ahead, dear.
What would be your diagnosis for the president of this country? Because I'm, you know, concerned about.
Poor old Joe.
What would be?
He is seriously impaired.
We age at a different pace, right? Because my grandpa was able to function really well, but in my country at age 94. And he was still writing articles for the newspaper.
Yes.
And my grandma also, you know, she got to live until really well until she was 108.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people do age better than others. And, well, look at our two candidates, okay? You look at Trump versus Biden. They're only a couple of years difference in their age. Yeah. So they're equally old. But one is functioning mentally far better than the other. You know, I mean, it's sad to see, you know, Mr. Biden on stage and there are stairs at each end of the stage and he can't figure out how to get off the stage. You know, he gets lost on stage or he turns around and shakes hands with people that aren't there.
Aren't there, yeah.
I mean, that's sad. And especially when...
The whole world's watching.
Well, everybody's watching and even people that want him... You know, that are dyed-in-the-wool Democrats, they'd vote for, you know, a blind yellow dog with mange if he had a D in front of his name. But even they're worried about Joe. He's not doing well. And the last 3 years have taken him downhill a lot.
So what would be like a stage one, stage two for him?
Well, he's – I doubt that he is – I think he's on the board of overt dementia. I don't think he's really capable of caring for himself anymore. He belongs in a care home, not the Oval Office. Mm. I mean, that's really the truth. It's sad, but it's true.
So, and we wish him well, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't want anybody to get demented.
No.
Okay, that's a horrible thing to do. When you're losing your mind, you're losing everything. If the brain don't work, the rest don't matter, you know? And so, no, I wish he were doing better than he is. But if we're honest, we have to admit the poor guy is not doing well. And let's face it, Donald Trump is not a nice person. He does mean tweets. He's not someone I would choose for a friend.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't really especially like the guy, But if I got to choose mm-hmm. with somebody who knows where he is and what he's doing and someone that doesn't to be president, I'll take the mean right. tweets guy.
Yes.
You know, yeah, I agree with you.
Over the other choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lesser of evil.
Yeah. You know, so it's just a matter of sometimes we don't, life doesn't give us, you know, a black-white choice. Stark. We get shades of gray. And in this election, we're getting shades of gray.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What can I tell you?
Thank you so much, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Celeste, thank you so much for your call.
Bye-bye.
That music means we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Frank and Jeanette in just a moment. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. So glad you're here. Thank you for tuning in. Stay right there. We'll be back. It's Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon. I'm Lynette. Hi there, and good morning. A few minutes left with a couple more calls. Frank from Linwood on the line for us. Hi there, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Hi there. Good morning. I have a question, please. I've been diagnosed after having, I believe it was an RMI, with spinal stenosis.
Okay.
And by a spinal surgeon. And in talking with him, he suggested that when I primed him to try treatment of physical therapy, and he said, by all means, go ahead and try it and see if it works. My question to you, though, is it's been somewhat helpful, but not completely restorative.
Sure.
Would relief factor be appropriate treatment for spinal stenosis?
No. No, it won't. It'll decrease some of the inflammation, but you know, spinal stenosis is a mechanical dysfunction. Something is, and it's usually scar tissue of some sort or fibrin formation or bony overgrowth where, you know, those canals in they open in the center of your vertebral bodies are getting narrowed, and they're either getting calcium deposition that's doing it, or they're getting fibrin or scar tissue from chronic irritation. So, you know, you can get some better nerve function with the physical therapy, and you're doing that good. Any help you get with the relief factor would be minor. And I would just say this is probably something you're going to need to get fixed if it's at all of a significant problem.
And by fixing, you mean spinal surgery?
Well, not necessarily, or at least not the traditional, you know, laminar procedure where they take off the back of the vertebral bodies. There's a micro procedure that I know Dan Nelson was talking to me about 2 or 3 months ago. And before I had anybody do a major spinal surgery, I'd get a second and or third opinion.
And that's part of my problem is because about 10 years ago, I had a pulmonary embolism and I'm on medication for that. And and I'm concerned about it, anything that interrupts, because any surgery requires me to interrupt that medication. And so I'm concerned about the potential complications of any surgery.
Right. Well, certainly if it's a major spinal procedure. But there are now some micro procedures that involve just very, very minimal trauma and that can be done under local or regional anesthesia. You don't even really have to go to sleep, which means you don't have to take all the, you know, off all your medications and so on.
I see.
I'd give Dan Nelson a call and at least let him take a look at your MRI and give you an opinion as to, you know, what the least invasive way of fixing this might be.
Great.
Generally, I have two rules. If it's somebody that only a surgeon is going to get involved with, I want at least two surgeons to concur that don't know each other well. And if there's someone that can fix the problem without surgery, I always want to get their input too. So,
and, I agree wholeheartedly. Thank you so much for your help today.
So do you have Dan's number or would you like to give it?
I've got it for you, Frank, if you'd like it.
Go ahead.
All right. This is Dr. Dan Nelson, and he is at Pro Ortho. You're in Linwood, so he's not too far from you. You can contact him at
425-823-4000.
Mm-hmm. 4000. Yep. And if you want to go on his website, it's danielnelsonmd.com.
Great.
All right.
Thank you very much for your help today. I appreciate it.
That.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Very good. Headed from Linwood all the way down to Renton, and we have Jeanette on the line with us. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning. How are you? Well, I'm so excited about you guys being on the radio, and I know we're short on time. So let me say this very quickly. I understand that estrogen will help with my bones. I have osteopenia in the left hip. Mm-hmm. I saw my... and I'm 82. Okay. I saw my primary care doctor. I was on estradiol, viable patch, up to about 2017. Mm-hmm. And then I had a blood clot issue. So now I'm on Eliquis. I have a pacemaker. I'm on blood pressure medication. I saw her last week, and I said, I want to go back on the estradiol patch. Uh-huh. And she said, and she says, why? And I said, because my bones are getting weak.
Yes.
And, of course, she gave me an assortment of pills I could take, the Fosamax. I says, nope. And she kept saying, I said, they make your bones brittle. She says, no, they make your bones stronger. I says, no. My bones, my decision, no.
Well, and they make your bones harder, but if you do get a break, they don't heal as well. And that's the problem.
Well, yeah. I like my bones the way they are.
Yes.
I don't like adding that stuff in.
I agree.
She said no to the estradiol patch because she says it will give me a stroke. She says it'll cause blood clots. I says, I'm on Eliquis. She says, but you'll still get a stroke. She says, you'll get cancer.
No,
I said,
you
what
won't.
Have I got, 20 years? So,
well, not only that, but,
thing.
But estrogen lowers the risk of breast cancer by about 30%. It doesn't raise the risk. That's outdated.
She doesn't have
thinking.
Those medical papers.
Yeah.
We are.
I know. Okay, here's where you need, okay? You need some estrogens, but you also need some testosterone because it's a two-phase thing. There are two kinds of cells involved in your bones, growing them.
Okay.
There are the osteoblasts that make new bone, and they're the osteoclast that dissolve worn-out bone. Because bone is a living tissue. It's made, it wears out, it gets replaced. The osteoclasts dissolve the worn-out bone, okay? Estrogen inhibits the osteoclast. In other words, it causes bone to be removed more slowly, but it doesn't make new bone faster. The testosterone stimulates new bone growth, and the estrogen slows bone loss. And if you want to do your best job, you need them both. You need to make bone faster and lose bone slower. Okay? So estrogen is better than no estrogen. Testosterone and estrogen are better than either one alone.
Okay. I know she's just not going to go for this at all. She's she's saying all the medical papers, you know.
Yeah. Well,
that's what she's at.
And I'm happy to send her the medical papers, you know, from the last 20 years instead of the one she was getting from 2001, which was the Women's Health Initiative study. But then when they re-looked at that study in 2010, they discovered that the people that were on estrogen without the Provera actually reduced their risk of breast cancer by 30%. So, you know, that paper has been... The original paper has now been discredited because they use two drugs. They use estrogen and they use Provera, which was a synthetic progestogen. And the Provera increases the risk of breast cancer by 67%. The estrogen lowered the risk by 30%. When you took them both, you got a 27% increase in risk of breast cancer. But then they went back 10 years later, looked at the women in that study that only got the estrogen and did not get the Provera, and those women had a 30% reduction in breast cancer, a 40% reduction in heart attacks, and a 42% reduction in colon cancer.
Oh,
so
yeah,
estrogen,
I'm going to have
estrogen is good for women.
I'm going to have a colon test in April. So,
I say, you know, Longevity Medical Clinic is a clinic that I happen to own, and we would love to help you out.
That's right, because your medical doctor will probably not, and most likely not, prescribe those.
But the medical doctors at our clinic,
yes,
will treat you the way I think you need to be treated. Yeah. Because I pay their paychecks. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes, we have 1 minute left, Jeanette. I hope we were able to give you some information.
Thank you for your help. I listen to you guys every weekend. So thank you so very, very much.